This morning, we are talking Vision Atlantic. Christina Bateman in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. A couple of weekends ago now, I had an open house on a Sunday. I intended to go. I'll just be honest, I didn't, because I saw all the cars and thought, oh boy, let everybody else have their fun today. It was a lot of people through there.
Sure, yeah, definitely. We had a great turnout. We had three of the, what we're calling the cottage homes, the smaller single-family homes off of Camblin Drive, the cul-de-sac there, and then the main road going through east to west. We had three of those open for people to come in and take a peek, one of each different floor plan that we have up there, and great turnout, great crowd. I would say we had probably between 20 to 30 people in each house consistently until about 2:40, then slowed up a little bit, but still people coming in. They were lined up before we started, wanting to come in a little bit after. And great comments. You know, it was good for people to get in there and see what the homes are like and get a feel for them and see the great work that our contractors have done. And so just, yeah, very pleased. And thank you to anyone who stopped out there. And if you didn't get a chance to stop out there, we do hope to have another open house here sooner than later on those same units. And as the condominiums become available, we'll do an open house there and, you know, the larger single family homes as well. So keep a lookout for those to come up, and we'll promote them and get them out there on radio and Facebook at that time. So
how important do you think events like that are in this process?
I think they're very important because, you know, for probably many people, they see things from, you know, their perspective and the outside. And until you can see something, until you can see it either going up vertically or get in something then as well, you just don't know. I know people, for example, who, you know, haven't been in our YMCA, if you can believe it or not, in Atlantic. And so, you know, until you get in those facilities, I think it's just hard to know. And once you get in them and see, you know, with our houses, the layouts, the design, you know, the quality of materials, those kinds of things, the views that are nice there in those units, it's hard to know. And so I think get coming in and seeing those is very important. If you didn't have a chance, feel free to reach out to me at some point, or once we start opening them up for showings, you can also contact a local realtor at that point in time and sure, go in and take a peek at those. So,
you know, pictures and 3D renderings and fly-throughs on the internet and all that kind of stuff, those are all neat and serve a purpose. But you don't really get a feel for size, for setup, for finishing touches and things until you really get in there and take a look.
Yeah, I agree. And even now, after we've built the ones that we have up and we've been in them, there's been things that, you know, we've chatted amongst our board, things we might add or do a little bit differently next time, and or we hear feedback from the community members and just kind of get the opinions and see what people are wanting and things we might change or do a little bit differently next time. So we're taking notes. And then when we get the second round of these units going here, hopefully next year, you know, we can make some changes. So please feel free to share your feedback on maybe things that you might like to see a little different or added or taken away, and we'll definitely take those into consideration.
Sure. Well, and it's even important for those lots that you'll be selling at some point too, because a lot of folks, before they build, they go to a lot of open houses. They go to different events and things, so they can take a look and get some ideas in their mind when they're trying to plot and plan out what they would like to build. So even for that, it's important.
Yeah, you could come through, pick out a certain feature. Oh, I really like this, maybe the breakfast nook in this one. And that's something I want to incorporate into my own home when I build it, either on these lots or wherever you live, or, you know, if you're going to expand onto your home. Yeah, just come up. It doesn't hurt to take a peek. You might get some ideas. So
sure. I'm sure that some of the questions you got revolved around, when will they be available? And we're getting there.
Yes, very, very close. I would say hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we will start hopefully accepting offers on those. Once we pick that date and time, we will give that information out to the public and get it to the realtors. And again, if you do have interest in potentially writing an offer on a home or a lot or any of that, contact your local realtor at that time and they will have the information to get to you. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, if you want to take a peek and get an idea of what we're building right now, you can go on to our website, visionatlantic.org, go under housing to Camblin Hills Housing Development. At the bottom of that page, there's an interactive map of the whole housing development. You can click on each lot. You can see the address. You can see the list price. If we're building them this year, you can see the floor plan and kind of get some of those details to get your mind, you know, going in what might be the direction you want to go.
Did you get a lot of questions about the, I guess we just call them tiny homes, the rentals that you'll have there? Because that's kind of a little bit different.
Yes, there were a lot of people who went over to the tiny homes as well during the open house. We had maybe, I think, three or four of those open. Jesse Shields from our board was over there. A lot of people going down, taking a look at them. And again, a lot of great comments about, oh, hey, I would love to, you know, buy something like this. They're not for sale. Again, Vision Atlantic is owning them. We're going to rent them out Airbnb style, meaning short term, either a nightly or weekly rate, basically. You'll be able to go onto Airbnb's website. You'll book through there. We've hired a property manager and cleaner and all those things. But so we should be ready to go. We're hoping, knock on wood, that we're ready to rent those the beginning of June. So if you have interest in that, please feel free to reach out. But yeah, a lot of positive comments on, oh, these are so cute and, you know, would love to live here. You know, there's no basements. They're on slabs, so they're nice and small but compact, but have everything you need and
efficient.
Yes, exactly. And they look beautiful. You know, we've had Matt Layton and Eric Steinhoff have been our local contractors that have built those tiny homes, and they've both done a great job on those units. If you haven't been by there, take a drive through there after working hours or late on a Sunday, or take a walk through there when they're not working, and just take a peek. They're really nice. And most of those, you'll have a nice view of the detention basin, you know, open grass there too. And so really excited about what opportunity those will give to our community members and perhaps their family members that visit from out of town or sure. traveling nurses and things like that. So
now for folks thinking, well, wait a second, the housing is only one part of the project. What about the child care center? And then there's the YMCA. Well, the YMCA is going to be probably, I guess, the last part of the project that's going to be turned, and we're still working on that. I know the YMCA has an event coming up on April 29th, a community forum where folks can have some input on what they want in the future from the YMCA. So that's still going on.
Yes, yes. We're still working on the YMCA and daycare pieces. Again, fundraising for that, the goal is $39 million. We're at about $34.2 million in signed pledges. Working on some, you know, significant asks right now that hopefully, you know, we can get commitments on here in the next couple months, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, the plan is to hopefully bid the daycare this summer and get started with construction early this fall. There's a lot of people out there, you know, looking for work right now. We feel like it's a good opportunity for us to see some potential savings on that. So we hope we can take advantage of that. And then, like you mentioned, the YMCA will come after, will start after the Child Development Center. Probably won't start at this point until the spring of next year of 27. But we're still working on all of those plans and fundraising. The plans are done, both on the Child Development Center and the YMCA. Construction documents are done. They're ready to go as soon as we're ready to bid out. And yes, come join the YMCA at the community center next Wednesday. Is that right? Wednesday evening? Yes, I believe. And, you know, this project was built in part off of a community forum that the YMCA hosted in 2021. That's how we got feedback from the community initially on what they would want to see in a Y expansion or in recreation in general in the community. And we, you know, asked everyone's opinions. They got an opportunity to put dots on sheets of paper in different areas of things, you know, priorities that they might like to see in parks and rec and the YMCA. And so here's another opportunity now, 5 years later, to come back. And if you have thoughts on the direction or, you know, things you want to see, come out and join us. There'll be a dinner there. Just call the YMCA to RSVP. That's 243-3934 if you'd like to come. And we'd love to see you out there. So
you bet. Well, and the child care center part, anybody who's ever been a part of it in any way, shape, or form, if you just drop kids off there, you know that it's much more complicated to build a structure like that than it is just to build a home. A home is difficult enough, but there are a lot of hoops to jump through when it comes to doing that. So those hoops have been jumped through over and over and over again, trying to finalize everything. It's just going to take a little bit of time, but we're getting closer. So
yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Very good. But again, all this ties together through fundraising. The community has, at large, has been very generous so far, but we do need a little bit more generosity yet to get to the final goal.
Yes, that's right. We've got just about $5 million more dollars to go to reach our goals. And like you mentioned, we just really appreciate each and every one of you who have, whether it's donated to the campaign or given your time by serving on a committee or just speaking positively about the project. You know, it all does a lot of good, and we couldn't do it without our amazing community supporting this. So thank you to each and every one of you.
And if you've been considering it, just reach out to any member.
Yes, you can reach out to me, Nick Hunt, any board member, any committee member, anyone you might know. Feel free just to give them a call, and they can point you in the right direction. So
the rate we're going now, you could just kind of bring it up at coffee, and somebody's going to know who to talk to.
That's right.
Reached a lot of people so far. Very good. Well, still things moving forward. We appreciate the update, and it's always fun for folks to get a chance to actually get in there and kind of see what's going on instead of just driving by and looking from a distance. So that's always exciting to see that kind of progress. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.